This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sleep. It's a thing.
Yeah.
If you're a morning radio DJ, you're super whiny about it. It matters a great deal to most people. Most people do like to get a good night's sleep. So it's nice to know that Gwyneth Paltrow's health advisor has some recommendations for us.
And oh, this is great.
Right?
I hope.
It's not.
Oh.
So... it says here, have you ever wanted to sleep like the stars? Are the stars known for being like particularly good? They're just like, oh, life is grand.
Well,
I'll settle down and just drift off to sleep just in my stardom.
I think it's a common belief that money solves everything. And then you get some money and go, everything isn't fixed.
Yeah. I assume that Gwyneth Paltrow sleeps on the world's best mattress.
That's probably true.
She could also afford to have a massage before bed every night if she wanted to.
I'm going to go and take something called TM, Transcendental Meditation.
That's what
you have to take classes. Okay. There's like four classes. You have to take them.
To shut down the brain.
I've done meditation in the past when I had nothing going on in my life. I was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But now it's coming from all directions. Everything's...
The pressure is real.
The blessings that I have been able to enjoy, there's so many of them.
Yeah, it's like you're drowning in them.
You're being
buried by the blessings.
Up to here. That's where my eyeballs, everyone. I'm up to my eyeballs and blessings, which is great, but I find myself having a management issue. So,
so it's nice to
find a place
to quiet down your mind and all the... yapping that we do to ourselves.
Yeah. Our friend Greg Baldwin swears by that at TM.
A lot of people I know swear by it. Yeah. So I'm going to go do that because at least if that doesn't work, then I'll just know that, you know, as long as I do this job, it comes with some anxiousness.
Right.
Sunday nights are like this weird thing where I feel lucky and happy to go do this.
And everything's done and put away. I know how to do it.
All the bills are paid. Why am I tripping? Mm. But there I am, wide awake.
It's funny because I can't shut my mind down either, but I don't know if there is a fear that I can't get to sleep. That's the only thing I will say. It certainly isn't the job that's bothering me. In fact, if anything, I feel like once we're in here, like we're good. We rock through the show.
I think it's exactly the same for me too. Like I'm saying, everything
else.
It's
the paranoia that I won't get to sleep.
Is fine.
Right.
So there is nothing else.
Mm.
And even if you're having, you know, let's say John didn't, you know, do the thing you told him to get done, John, you and your dumb foot or whatever.
Mm.
Even that,
so annoying.
It's not going to, you know, keep you from sleeping.
That's
like,
true.
There's nothing that he
or
your kids, like it's
but
just,
that to me, that's where books come in. And I do think though, it's anything that turns off the circle of the little carousel of things that are bothering you. You know, it's just, and you keep going, you just move. Think, I'll just think about like how my bulbs are going to come up pretty soon. It's springtime. Like, I want to see my lilies soon. You know? No, you don't know. Okay. Anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow's health advisor.
You never
like picture planting something and what will it look like?
No, but I do understand that I imagine the process of things being made. And as I go through that, I think, like, hopefully any second now, since I'm not thinking about that, I'm not sleeping and I'm thinking about, you know, building a bicycle
some other thing,
or
sure.
whatever thing right. there. And then the next part, and at some point I'm going to
drift off. Right. Hopefully not to be jolted awake again 15 minutes later by right. someone stomping down the hallway or flicking a light on. So have you ever wanted to sleep like the stars, but you can't afford their incredible mattresses and personal masseuses?
Right.
So there's a health advisor who, they say here, this person has advised Gwyneth Paltrow, Cameron Diaz, Sophia Bush. I think she's a model, right? How do I know Sophia Bush?
Sophia Bush, is that one of the young Bush twins sisters?
No, she's a early 2000s actress. She was in John Tucker Must Die. She was in One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay. One Tree Hill. That's where I know her from.
Yeah.
That's Chicago. It really pays to have a 30-year-old on the show.
Way to go, Bob.
So in the know on the things that...
Bob, everyone.
Bob.
Good job, Bob.
Hold on, let me get some claps for Bob. She's basking in it. Somebody should get a picture of her basking.
Oh, she's still in the Vinny kisses.
Yeah, this is where you blow kisses. Absolutely.
Well, she's learned a lot on the show so far. We're learning from her. She's learning from us. The old people, they still have stuff to offer.
What's really great is when you do something, let's say, in front of your fiance, and you start blowing kisses to him, he's going to be like, what have they done to you? Sorry. I got to flex when I got the chance. I mean, this has to happen.
Yeah. She also learned about In Your Face. I've seen that happen a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great. Mm.
So this guy shares his top 5 sleep supplements, and none of them are melatonin, which I actually thought, well, that's good. Some people swear by melatonin. I feel like it activates my adrenal glands. Like I feel like I fade right out. It puts me right to sleep. And then I wake up and I'm like fight or flight. Like I have that jangly, heart pounding, adrenaline rush, which I'm like, I can't, I need something that's going to just make me go to sleep, not excite my adrenal glands.
I will say this. I don't really like to endorse anything because I know that there are people out there who will say, well, if they're doing it, I'll do it. But I do think melatonin can work.
Yes.
I have a friend who was telling me, I take, it was some number like 15 milligrams. I was like, are you nuts?
How many milligrams are in those normal little capsules?
Well, it depends. You can get 2. You
as
can
much
get
as
one,
10.
But a lot is a lot.
You can get them a 3, 5, 10. I used to take a lot.
Why did you stop taking it?
Got reliant on it. Yeah. You know, and
well,
then,
it's widely available. I'd like NyQuil. I'm a little worried that I'm reliant. If melatonin was working, I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I take melatonin every night.
I feel like there's a slight, and I don't want to, again, I'm not trying to endorse this stuff, but I feel like there's a slight hangover with melatonin.
True?
Yeah.
You and I don't mean like I got high.
No.
Just think there's a sort of a numbness, a sluggishness. Yes.
A little dull. Yeah.
Yep. Funny.
I feel that for sure. When I've taken them.
I just was up all night on it. Like, that's not helping me. So here are some of the things.
Okay.
So melatonin, if it works for you, wonderful. Enjoy that. Saffron. It's a little red spice, very expensive.
Very expensive.
It serves as an antioxidant, and it can help reduce insomnia for restful sleep and elevate your mood. Now, this guy is not saying take saffron extract. Here's something. Like, it's not in that many foods, but I guess if you put a few threads of it into something and...
Can I shoot that stuff?
I don't think so, Vin.
No.
It's good to make rice with it.
It is, actually. Put a couple little... But I don't know. Does that... Once it's cooked, is it still...
Oh, look at that.
What is it?
You can buy it at the herb store.
Oh, as a supplement?
As a supplement. Saffron, 50 milligrams, $20.
Oh.
Cheaper than buying it for... use
saffron extract and antioxidant support under $20 for a big bottle of it, 90 capsules.
Oh, that's great.
So you can get this stuff.
I think that saffron's from like, it's a thread from a poppy, not a poppy, a crocus.
Saffron is a spice derived from the flower of Crocus sativus, commonly known as the saffron crocus.
Oh.
So the fact that you pulled Crocus out of there and it wasn't the band from the 80s, I'm shocked.
With a K.
Right.
I have friends from Iran, and they always bring back saffron if they go visit, which they have it for a while. But yeah, that's like where you can get it.
They've got fields of crocai that you're picking from. But that I've heard that they only get a strand or two from each flower. And so to get, they sell it in these tiny little vials. So I don't know how maybe they boil it down and get the extract out of it. Anyway, saffron is something that might help you sleep. Magnesium, which this guy's calling it nature's Xanax. I take magnesium. It's part, in my women's one a day or whatever.
Woman.
So maybe I need to do more magnesium. They say it calms the nervous system, relaxes muscles, and can aid in digestion as well. Magnesium.
Yeah, my psychiatrist has told me about magnesium before.
So do you do just like a full-on magnesium pill?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I've tried it.
It sounds good.
It didn't really help my anxiety much, but it does help a lot of people, evidently.
Yeah, nature's Xanax. It just calms your muscles down, not your...
Well, that's one of those things when you hear... even melatonin... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off like that. When you hear something like melatonin or whatever, you were just... Magnesium, is that the thing? Like, you get so hopeful. Like, could this simple little thing fix my problem? And I do think often you're like, ah, fudge. It didn't work. You have the highest hopes, right?
Yeah, and I have very high anxiety. And so anything that's not, and I don't take any, the good stuff for it. That stuff you can't take that if, long-term or anything.
Mm. Well,
the prescription stuff.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? When you say good stuff, I'm like,
so
is he talking about heroin?
Yeah, no, he's talking about the stuff that you need a prescription to get. It does seem like if magnesium was all that great, like people, it's in everything. Like it's in, I should say it's in all those vitamin pills and stuff that you take. But hearing that it relaxes muscle, I get these leg cramps. I think I've told you guys this, maybe not you.
No, you told us all about this. Yeah. In fact, you said you were wearing boots to bed.
I do sometimes, but here's the thing. So I used to be on zillions of just vitamin pills for this and that and the other thing, just all this crap that I would take every day. And these cramps were getting horrible. So I quit everything, including my one a days. I'm like, I'm not doing anything anymore to see what happens. And then like 2 weeks later, I haven't got another cramp in my leg. So then I'm starting to kind of add stuff back in, So now I just take the women's one a day for now.
And?
That so far, no cramps.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was taking some magnesium. There was like a, who cares? Do what works for you. Here's the next thing. L-theanine. L-theanine. It's an amino acid. I should start this over. Gwyneth Paltrow's health advisor says these are some of the top sleep supplements that he recommends. One of them is called L-theanine, which I'm definitely butchering. It's an amino acid found in green tea. Now, I thought green tea was caffeinated. I'm sure you can get decaf green tea.
There is caffeine in that, yes.
So maybe that's just like if that's what you drink instead of coffee in the morning, like that you would have this in you now. Now you
or
have this amino acid in you.
Or you get a decaf, right?
I guess, right. They say it helps relaxing the mind and reducing the stress hormone called cortisol. So L-theanine. There's also something called a valerian root, which I feel like...
Valerian steel?
I feel like this is like a Game of Thrones thing. And I know that they spell it with a Y, right? Isn't it V-A-L-Y?
In Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah. This is spelled like Valerie with an E-R. Oh. Valerian. But if there's one I want to take, it's this one because of Game of Thrones. So this, they say valerian root. I don't know. I mean, and honestly, I'm not trying to give you medical advice. So please, if you're going to take something, talk to your doctor about it. Maybe there's something you've got going on.
Yeah, I worry about that.
Right, though. I'm not trying to give you. I'm just trying to tell you what Gwyneth Paltrow's quack is saying. So valerian root helps reduce, because people, have insomnia. Like everybody's looking for the miracle answer for why they can't get a GD good night's sleep. Valerian root. It helps reduce tension and anxiety that could reduce sleep. And then something called passion flower, which isn't that vine that like grows everywhere around here? They have the weird like sort of spaceship looking flowers.
I'm going to go with you on that since I don't look at flowers and think anything of them ever. Yes, it's very weird spaceship.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys have the exact same thing.
Oh, Google spits the same thing out.
Hey, look at us.
That's amazing.
Even on different computers.
It's a, It's a vine that goes absolutely bananas. Like, if you plant that, be careful because it will take over. It'll cover your house.
You've done it.
My neighbor has it, and I constantly have to cut it back on my side of the fence. And it's pretty, but it just takes over, starts climbing trees, and it's just, you're like, it's killing everything. So I just sit there hacking it off.
Mm.
Passion flower, it helps lower the activity of brain cells, which I don't know if I want to encourage that. I really need all my brain cells. It helps calm the mind, and it makes it easier to drift into sleep.
Mm.
Check with your doctor. These are not recommendations from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. This is just a story about a guy that Gwyneth Paltrow says really helped me get better sleep. So I was really happy with his recommendations.
I think most people's problem is around the screens.
Oh, there's no question. You know what really helps when you're on Facebook at 2 a.m. going, I can't sleep? Close your computer.
Close the computer.
Get that out of your room and lay down.
Turn that off.
Close your eyes.
And sometimes this is another problem I've certainly experienced is if you have an upset sleep pattern, it can take a full week of whatever struggle you've got to wait through to get back to a normal pattern.
Yep.
So whether that's a vacation you took that screwed you up,
jet lagged you,
it can take that time. And none of us want to wait for that. None of us want to.
Because we all just want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But, you know, you pay, you play. So you go and to the other side of the world.
And you have a great adventure.
It's going to take a minute to get back to normal.
Yeah.
The end.
Hope when the aliens show up that they also have to have that, you know, period of rest every day.
Oh, the old aliens.
Yeah. Because if the aliens got here and like, wait, what? You guys are unconscious for 8 hours a day? That's...
In a perfect world, yes.
Yeah, right. We want that. We don't all get it. But that would just, you know, imagine that if they were just like, sleep. What are you talking about? We don't have that. We're awake all the time and we're watching you. Here's a cookbook to serve man.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.